And so dealing with these two different people, I looked at one as an addict trying to survive, also split personality, probably a pathological liar. And then I looked at the other one and the lies she told and the deviance and manipulation of others and the using of her profession to hurt others is psychopathic.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret, I'll tell you mine. Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. The Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis. Today I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Join me each week as we take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused, revealing journey of the human experience. It is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I'm excited for you to join the ride. Today, we are talking about, dun, 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 liars. Liar, liar, pants on fire. I have been dealing with so many liars. Liars. My God, I'm so over people that lie. Maybe it's karma getting me back for all the years I lied. I mean, come on. No, it's, you know, I just did an episode on grief and loss, right? And abandonment. And that really went around to people that were liars. Like there was a bunch of situations after 3+ years of being around these people that I realized, wow, this is all based on lies. So I really wanted to do an episode of liars. Like I have been a liar. I know what a liar looks like. I see the signs of a liar. I can usually tell with body language, the eyes, what the eyes do, you know, the change of temperament, of tone, when things don't connect, asking the next question, motive, all of that. Like I'm really good at spotting liars or people that are just a little off or the vibe is a little off or just energy wise, I'm pretty good. And then I was thinking, well, these two specific people were so good. They're such good liars. And I was such a good liar at the time, too, because it's a tactic of survival, right? And low self-worth. So let's just do the natural kind of lie. So there's three types of liars. There's natural liars. So let's go to that. So a natural liar, they don't really believe their own lies. Natural liars. So even I used to say, I used to have this saying, which I don't think it's true. Like I could pass my own lie detector test. And now thinking back, I'm like, could I pass? Did I believe my own lies? And I was like, no, because I knew I was lying. And I think if you strapped me to a lie detector test, I would have been like, no, my nervous system would have been jacked. It would have been heightened. I don't think I would have stayed in a neutral state. So no, I didn't believe my own lies. So that's like a natural liar. They're good at lying. It's more viewed as a coping mechanism that you adapted at early childhood. It's associated with an antisocial personality disorder, someone that comes from trauma or things that happen where they develop that survival tactic to function in the world, you know, life on life's terms. So I was a natural liar. I was good at lying. I did little white lies, you know, just that didn't even make any sense sometimes. Like there was no reason to lie. Then the third type is pathological liars, right? Pathological liars. They are prone to believe their own lie. These are the people where I'm like, they compartmentalize. They are split.
You sometimes are like, who is this person? And you, when you catch them in a lie, you're like, that is so against what they just said last week. Like the lie and the reality they painted was so opposite, right? So I say they're like split people. They have different like personality disorders. So it's someone with maybe borderline personality or bipolar personality or bipolar one or two, all those things. And they're antisocial or they have narcissism or narcissistic NPD, historic personality disorder, cluster B personality disorder, those kind of things, which yes, they are trauma-based genetics. You can take, sometimes you can take medicine to help regulate those symptoms, but those are the people that believe their own lies. And then you got the psychopaths, sociopaths, right? You got the people that lie to manipulate others. It's a narcissistic, neuropathic disorder that is a deficiency of emotional responsiveness. So they lack empathy, they lack remorse, they have poor behavioral control, they also have deviancy, they have criminal behavior sometimes, they have that antisocial and everything, and then on top of it, they have the histrionic personality disorder underneath it. So they have the narcissism and all of that underneath it. So it's like built up. And so dealing with these two different people, I looked at one as an addict trying to survive, also split personality, probably a pathological liar. And then I looked at the other one and the lies she told and the deviance and manipulation of others and the using of her profession to hurt others is psychopathic. And I thought, how does one not see this? And because they are so good at manipulation, that liars are so good that when someone believes their own lie and they lie to manipulate others, it's really hard to see. Even someone like me, 15 plus years of experience and a liar herself, a natural liar herself, fooled, like, who are you? And I had to grieve because I'm like, who are you that I didn't know you for 3 years? Yes, I didn't hang around you. Yes, I didn't see you in person. Yes, I wasn't in your natural environment and habitat, but I spoke to you every day. How did I not see it? And then I had to go through, and I'm sure if you've had a liar or a pathological liar or a psychopath in your view, you have to go back and go through and see, why didn't I see those signs? And what is a pathological liar? Let's go to that first. It's someone who frequently lies and no regard for the repercussion, right? No regard that their lives serve a purpose and they're persistent and almost compulsive. Like they can't stop themselves and they can't admit that it is a lie. And it also affects them socially, professionally, and their overall function. So it pretty much destroys their life. So in this instance, it destroyed this person's life and still no accountability. So when you watch someone that is literally lying and all they have to do is take accountability and everything could be probably fixed and they're not, you think this goes deeper. This is like a psychosis deeper. And so here are the signs. They generally use their book smarts and they speak in very vague general terms and they act smarter than you. So that's one thing. They then can get overly specific and use details from your past against you. So be very careful if you catch someone in a lie and something's not right, and then they turn it slowly against you. Their stories are inconsistent. So
you ask them a question and they answer one way, and then less than an hour, you'll ask them another question and what they say is a little inconsistent. They have failure to follow through with plans. They're normally very flaky. They lack boundaries. They don't show up when they say they're going to show up. That's another huge thing of a pathological liar situation. They become very angry and defensive when you question them, and they get a rush after they lie. So they almost look high. It's like they get like this excitement, and you see it's almost like a manicness happens to them. So why does someone become a liar or a pathological liar? And then it can move on to sociopathic, right? Sociopathic style of lying. They come from a dysfunctional family or an addictive family. They have a low self-esteem because that they're lying in an attempt to feel good about themselves, even for a short period of time. They've had sexual abuse or physical abuse as a child. They lack impulse control. They compulsively shop, binge eating, hoarding, gambling. A lot of them haven't let some sort of progressive addiction. So love addiction can happen, those kind of progressive addictions. And yes, some of them can be alcoholics or chemical addiction, but it's usually like a progressive brain addiction happens. Personality disorder, you know, the sociopath, narcissist, borderline personality, all of those can happen. And then substance abuse, like I said, it runs in the family. So that's how a liar happens. And then the degree to what that environment is can amplify the three types of becoming different types of liars. So the sociopathic, it just can get worse and worse with the environment and how their survival skills and how their brain development is. Now, how do you deal with these people? Because looking back, I'm like, how could I have dealt with this person? And I think in the end, I actually did deal with this person in the best way possible. Because when I saw the signs and I saw it turning, and that's the thing, you'll see it turning. And I remember going, something's not right. Things that are being said and advice that are being given don't make sense. So that was the first thing. Things that were being said and advice were given don't make sense. So when things start not making sense, trust in that. So it's saying that doesn't make sense. When they stop listening, that's another one. When you catch them and they're repeating and they stop listening and you go, wait a minute, you're not listening. I just asked you that and you either changed your story or you're not hearing me. So that was a big one. First one, avoid them at all possibility if you know they're a liar. But sometimes you can't. Sometimes you work with them. Sometimes they're family members. Sometimes they're actually, you're in a relationship with them. So if you can't avoid them, you got to build your case. So you need facts, straight facts. So you start building your case. And that's what I did. You start building the case. You build the text messages, you build the emails, you write down the times. You said this, this is what happened. This is not what happened, because they can literally switch it on you. So you have to actually build the case against them and say, this is what you said, and this is actually the truth. So that's how you do it. It's concrete facts that they cannot deny. And then be prepared for the denial. Even when you have the concrete facts, you could literally say the sky is blue and they will say, no, it's not. It's purple. And they will believe it. It's purple. And it's like, no. I mean, for an instance, someone said they have COVID and then we found out they didn't have COVID. They said they went on a helicopter, private plane to the airport and to Boston Institute for COVID. And then we found out they didn't. And it was like, you are not there. And they were like, yes, I am. I am here. I have COVID. And it's like, no, you're not. So they will deny, deny, deny. Then you offer them support. I know that you believe what you are saying, but here are the facts and here's where you can go get help. You really need to talk to someone. You're not well. Like, you are mentally not well. They will not want to hear this, but sometimes you can get in the loop of their lies. Then you set realistic goals. If they can change their behavior at this time, then we can still have a friendship, a working relationship, a relationship. And then the last one, which is the hardest one. When to know to cut ties. When to let go. When to say goodbye. When to say enough is enough. Oh, this is the hardest one. Especially because I have been a liar, so I know. But if a liar doesn't want to change, you can't change them. And when it goes to such a degree of a personality trait and then it goes in psychosis, like, there's nothing you can do. So you got to know when to abort mission, when to get off the boat, when to say, no, thank you. I don't want to participate in this anymore. You are unwell. And then you have to mourn the loss. And that's when I tell any of my clients that work or live or with liars, you have to do the internal work. That's when I have them write dear letters, process emotions, do body work, extract the pain, and then learn to trust yourself again, because you start going through, like, why didn't I see it sooner? And when you deal with a pathological liar, a psychopath, a sociopath, even a natural liar, they are manipulating you. They use those tools to get what they want. So you don't see it. You're not supposed to see it. So be gentle with yourself. Just like I had to be gentle with myself these last couple of weeks. Be gentle with yourself and do the healing and also forgive yourself. And then look at it and say, I saw this. I didn't see this. I wasn't meant to see this. And then when I did see it, I did something about it. And I'm not going to let this happen again. So then you can start rebuilding your intuition. And after you deal with a sociopath or a psychopath or lying, whatever, believe me, you'll see it again. You'll spot it quicker. That's the thing, is after doing this work, I spot it quicker now. I'm like, nope, something's off. So the story's not matching up. And you call it out quicker. And so that's what I'm here to help you with, is like, you forgive yourself, you do the healing, you get through that, and you're stronger on the other side. So thank you for joining me. Let me know your thoughts of the topic this week. If you like me to talk about something else, please send it over to my podcast at iCloud.com. And if you're dealing with a liar, I hope this helps. Do the healing. You will be free and you'll be stronger on the other side. That I promise. I'm right there with you. Thanks for listening to See Your Life Podcast. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.